Thank you. no crazy crush when the thorn is lost in all the confusion. The current swept it
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Dead rappers from both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by a guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just a simple fact that I've been living too long.
Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf,
so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard as now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the store, you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a sign next week out on Forest Lawn.
Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts,
and all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could never be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde, stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving. Like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
He be passed on. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil. Running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an ex-rapper.
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance. So Buffy didn't stand a chance, and the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf, so here's a toast to Jay-Z's health, and to Puff Daddy, Pete Diddy, or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever, cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dawg, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you can do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.
The sixth secret. Ask them to help you.
Women get a true joy from being asked to help. There is something so impelling in a big man sincerely asking a small woman to help him. When he says, "You're the only one that can do it," she absolutely can't resist. And once she's helped you, she is your friend for life. Wise men say the way to make a true friend is to let him help you. But this is much more accurate when you apply it to women. Not only do women love to help, but they especially enjoy it if they have the opportunity to make a sacrifice at the same time. Now, this isn't a sick idea. Women somehow know that one of the great pleasures of this life is the privilege of self-sacrifice. Motherhood itself requires it. A woman who had never had any children asked me when I was expecting a child how I could go through the ordeal of childbirth. I looked at her with surprise. Oh, it will be easy to do, I told her, because the child is worth it. I wouldn't expect to receive anything so precious without paying for it. There was once a family of six who were to have a special dessert for dinner. An unexpected guest arrived after the pie had been cut into only six pieces. The mother said at once, "Oh, I'm so full, I really don't care for any." How unhappy she would be if someone had offered to show her how to recut the pie into more pieces. She was aglow with the satisfaction of having given it up. Men so often forget that women are eager to do this for them, if they will only ask us. Why not take that honorary secretary into your confidence, or talk to the wife of the man you're trying to sell? A druggist I had tried to sell advertising to for several months had consistently turned me down. One day, tired and woebegone, I sat at his soda fountain. A charming lady sat next to me, and she asked me who I was and about my business. She had seen me in the store several times. I told her I was writing a shopper's column in the local newspaper, and I showed her a copy. Then I confessed that I had not been able to even show it to the owner of the drugstore, and that I had some ideas I especially wanted to suggest for his advertising. She laid her hand on my arm as she turned toward the back of the store and called out to the druggist, "Reuben, dear, I want you to come here." My eyes opened with surprise as she said, "I like your column, dear. I read it every week. You see, I'm the druggist's wife." A woman doesn't want you to make it too easy for her. A cake mix company almost failed because they took all the work out of their mix. The women wanted to feel they had done part of it. Made it, as one ad says, something loving. Mixes that suggest ways to add your own touch do tremendously well. Women brag about how they take a standard mix and vary it. In recent years, the politicians have followed the lead of the social service organizations in asking women to help. When it comes to nursing the wounded, running the precinct office, handing out vaccine, and knocking on doors to raise money for a good cause, the women respond with enthusiasm. All you have to do is ask them. So our sixth secret is ask her to help you. But remember to tell her she is the one person who can do this thing. A perfumer made his fortune by advertising that his perfume was nothing at all until the lady put it on, and then her individuality brought out the secret scent which personified only her charms. Give it a try.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Just a kiss calls my name.
Fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas on the path throwing up gang signs. I went in the house to get the clip with my Mac-10 on the side of my head. Outside and I pointed my weapon. Just as I thought the fools kept stepping, I jumped in the flow, hit the juice of my ride. I got front and back, side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. I was pumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my own shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4", jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. I went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoop. Car pulls up, who can it be? It's a fresh El Camino rolling kilo G. He rolls down the window and he starts to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit. As hell and I wanna get ill, so I go to a place where my homeboys chill. Fellas out there trying to make that dollar. I pulled up in the 6'4 Impala, greeted with the 40 and I start drinking. From the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. I gotta get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Pulled to the house, get her out of the pad. The bitch said something to make me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe. So I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know. I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. When her father stood up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
Tripping, but it's alright. Homie scored a key, he's gonna fly. Punk ass fly.
Yeah. presenting your host on Stairway to Stardom, Mr. Frank Massey.
Never think of the cost. Never think of what you lost along the way. On the Stairway to Stardom, maybe today's your big day.
Thank you, thank you, and welcome to the show. It's a brand new show, and we're gonna expose some fine talent from the tri-state area.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
This good England belongs to me. England belongs to me.
Years have been told you ain't as good as us.
shoot.
On your own. Here we go. Come on, New York, just shoot. I said you better believe it.
No one can take away her memory. Oh, England belongs to me. England belongs to me, to me, to me, to me, to me. No one can take away her memory.
Fiasco Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio.